when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers. My Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Love's gonna run, and love will just disappear. 'cause love will burn up and love will just fade away, and love's gonna run and love will just disappear.
All right, we're back. That was Up in Hudson by the Dirty Projectors, and you are listening to Melisma Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO. I'm Ross.
I'm Jordan.
And we're here to show you,
Jordan. Oh, I'm on the mic now?
Sounds like it. We're here to show you another hour of good music, our favorite picks that we've been listening to from the past week. Where'd you find that song, Jordan?
That was a new Dirty Projectors song, Up in Hudson. They've got a new album coming out, and they've been silent since about 2011 when that Swing Low Magellan album came out. And their sound's completely different, pretty electronic. You know, there's no kind of mandolin or something going on in there. And I know the band's undergone a lot of transitions, too. The female vocalist left. She broke up, actually, with the singer we just heard. Their names are eluding me right now, and I'm not sure if David Byrne of the Talking Heads is still giving them as much support in producing the material, but I don't know, it sounds really good to me.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I like the horns. The horns kind of give it that Hudson Mohawk edge to it. I don't know, it's not like exactly the same, but I like how crunchy they are.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
All right.
So yeah, for those of you tuning in, we're Melisma Magazine Radio. We are the radio show for Melisma Magazine, Tufts University's premier journal of music. Find us online at melismamagazine.com. And now we're going to listen to some new Arcade Fire.
I give you power.
Watchmen. Watchmen.
Last one was New Anoni. Paradise was what the track was titled. Really a lot trappier in terms of the drum patterns and stuff on that track than anything off of her debut album. But hey, I think in this day and age, we really just need more eco-feminist trap anthems. So thanks, Anoni.
Yeah, it's a really fun song. A lot more lively and sometimes even, you know, more angry sounding than the stuff off of her debut, which was kind of, in a lot of ways, a punk record, really a against a lot of the crimes of the Obama administration with songs like Drone Bomb Me, and also kind of songs about climate justice and the Paris Climate Accords, that they're kind of don't go far enough. So maybe, you know, Oenone will be a big voice coming up in music under this kind of new, increasingly illiberal regime. But yeah, that track was produced with Hudson Mohawk, the Scottish producer. Lots of his production kind of evident in that trap sound. And 103.9 Point Never, who's kind of more of an avant-garde electronic musician and probably responsible for a lot of the kind of warping vocals.
Squelchy top lines.
Yeah, that kind of stuff we heard in that track. And before that was I Give You Power by Arcade Fire, kind of going even farther with the disco stuff they toyed with on Reflector. It's got Mavis Staples in it, right?
Yep.
Lots of, you know, R&B is influencing a lot of music right now. And so on that note, we're going to listen to some more new Dirty Projectors, which is also fun in that same kind of soulful way.
Not enough, whatever I dream of, dreams are dumb enough.
That last track was Inta by Missing No, off of his latest EP, The Phones EP. Really fantastic track, in my opinion. One of the better pieces of just straight up electronic music I've heard in a while. It has this like symphonic feel. I don't know. Missing No's knack for melody just really, it has a unique mood. Like, you're like breaking down in tears in the middle of the club or something like that. I don't know how to, that's how I'd describe it. Like,
it's like a movie scene where someone, you know, falls to their knees in the rain and like a street at night, except also in the club.
Yeah, just about that. And recently on his Twitter, Missing No released a couple of tracks, including a very, very cool mashup. It was up for about 5 minutes, and then he took it down, and sure enough, we have it. So this is Shosho by Missing No. Really great mashup.
Stand up.
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill, but if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, scented products such as toothpaste in a bear food bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you. That was Love Me for a Little While by Gota. I think, I don't know, that track has lost its appeal to me. It sounds a little bit messy.
It did sound messy.
But before that, off of the new XX album was Brave For You, Jordan's favorite track.
Oh, it's such a powerful track on that. And Romy's vocals are amazing, and her guitar work is as strong as it was on their debut. It really just sounds like, it sounds completely different than a lot of the album, because Jamie XX doesn't take over the track like he does on Hold.
They really wanted to capitalize on the success of In Color, didn't they, on that album?
Yeah, but this song doesn't. This song is just a powerful XX track. Yeah, good one. And I guess now I'm going to kind of take over, play some more rock kind of tracks for y'all. Get out of this kind of nice, chill electro vibe. But before I do that, I just had a question to all our listeners out there, because based on the public service announcement, I realized I've been doing something wrong It implied that you can eat granola bars outside of trees. I've only been eating my granola bars in trees for the last years. I didn't realize you could do, you know, Nature Valley with 2 feet on the ground. So please tell me I'm wrong.
Go ahead and give us a call. The number is on WMFO's website, which is WMFO.org.
All right. All right. Now we're going to listen to the title track off the new Japan Droids album. This came out as a single maybe a couple months ago, but now the album's out just last week, and it's a great album. Really fun to have Japan Droids back touring. All right. Here's the new song.
That was Enter Entirely by Cloud Nothings. I just want to give a shout out to some of our listeners. We have my housemate Fred on the air, or on
who's
tuning in
to
right
us.
Now. just found out that he had to read a book tonight for Chinese Lit, thanks to Jordan.
Chinese modern history. Reading 6 Records of a Floating Life by Shen Fu, 1753, a classic.
So if you're tuning in and you're enrolled in that class, you should probably check the syllabus. Joe Smith, tuning in from Brandeis, thanks for tuning in. Love all of our listeners. Give me a text or call and let us know what you think of the show. Looks like we are coming towards the tail end of the show. What's queued up, Jordan?
We got a Los Campesinos track, a new one. It's ostensibly named after a medicine. It's called 5-fluclocillin. I'll spell that for Ross, who's trying to type that into the computer for online listeners. But why don't we just give the track a listen instead of trying to understand the meaning of its title?
We'll be right back. Comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle.
Hey, all out there. Thanks for listening to the Melisma Radio Hour. We're listening to Father John Misty, Pure Comedy. Before that, we had the new Real Estate song, Darling, had a synth in it. That's what was new about it. And then that Los Campesinos song named after an antibiotic.
It's funny, you'd think it'd be an antidepressant. And then, like, based on the contents of the song, it seems like it should be an antidepressant. But it really ties everything back into, like, overuse of antibiotics and just like overuse of kind of trivial, like very serious medication for pretty like trivial things.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, bacteria kind of in a way becomes numb, right, to antibiotics. Like it evolves out of it, so maybe that's part of it, you know, us becoming numb to all the medicine we're on. And I guess the singer mentioned in an interview on Stereo Gum that they have a problem with ingrown toenails. They get a lot of them, might get infected. So to them, it might be a reoccurring, you know, medicine in their life that they keep having to take.
Anyway, it looks like we're running out of time. However, I just discovered an Aaron Carter track, a brand new Aaron Carter track that is the guiltiest of guilty pleasures. And I figured what better place to share it than Melisma Radio Hour. So I hope you guys will bear with us as we completely change up the mood. This is Sooner or Later by Aaron Carter. Thank you so much for listening to Melisma Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Catch us same time next week, 10 a.m. on Sundays here Sooner or Later.
Just days and past nights, walks on the street lights. Something don't feel right. Sooner or later she'll be. Trips to Chicago, don't call me crazy this time tomorrow. You leave me, I'll follow. I got the tables, I bought the bottles. Sooner or later she'll be walking away. I got something to say to her. Sooner or later she'll see what's inside. I put something away for her. Man, I'd do anything for her. Sooner or later she'll be. I ain't pulling you back when you feeling like that. I ain't tripping, get mad. Sooner or later she'll be coming right back when you feeling like that. I ain't tripping, get mad. Sooner or later she'll be. Sure. But tell me I'm not yours. I'll stop moving backwards. And sooner or later we'll be just over oceans. I need your body on me like lotion. Cause a commotion, worship your body, call that devotion. Sooner or later she'll call me and tell me she's feeling alone tonight. Sooner or later she'll text me and tell me that she's leaving all the light. Guess I'm not going home tonight. Sooner or later she'll be.